This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What you want here. So we launch into the third hour of the program. Phones are open as always for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And Johnson.
We're going to get into the esoteric a little deeper here, Johnson. You want to talk about title theory, property rights, basically, and how libertarians might differ when it comes to their sort of underlying beliefs of why property rights matter.
Right.
So normally on this program, we're arguing with people like socialists on whether or not property rights even exist. But in this case tonight, we're going to talk about the ways that libertarians would disagree with one another if they actually got to their libertarian fantasy land of getting the state out of property or whatever, as we currently know it, and actually had a more freedom-oriented system. What would that look like? Well, different liberty-minded folks would say different things about what that would mean, and that could end up in more schisms.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that, but let's go to your calls and thoughts here. First, we're going to Discord, where Ripple Nipple, by the way, I think every call tonight has been on Discord. Ripple Nipple is on the line, and you're calling us from Vegas. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a border solution, so I was thinking that you could have, like, homeless encampments down there kind of lined up in between factories, so then the immigrants could come right up to the border into the factory and work, and they could, you know, and then we could send our homeless people down there. Well, they could want to, you know, if they're... There would be benefits to go down there. They can get cheap labor. And
You think the homeless people want to work?
Well, you know, they don't need to work. They could just not work right down there.
Right. I mean, that's one of the things about being homeless is, you know, you don't have all the expenses of having a house. So it's not really that important for you to work that hard, right? Because you don't have to pay rent or a mortgage.
Well, we got to put them somewhere, right?
I mean,
it seems like as good a place as any. And, you know, when the immigrants see all the homeless people there, it might, you know, make them turn back anyway. You know?
Are you saying you don't want immigrants to come into the United States?
Well, I mean, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't need to look that, you know. But if they,
you broke up there for a moment. It doesn't need to look what?
That appealing.
So it sounds like what you're saying.
We're attracting them, you know.
It sounds like what you're saying is that somewhere like we should just start like a pile, and just like throw the homeless people on a pile somewhere, and just keep stacking them.
At the border, that'd be a good place for them. And then they wouldn't. There's a job right there if you need it, but if you don't, then just sit there and
then just sit on the pile and just get stacked up.
Yeah, I don't know if people should just be discarded in such a haphazard fashion.
I think that's what he's saying.
But yeah, that does sound like
it's already illegal to be homeless in a lot of places. You know, they'll
so throw them out.
Confiscate.
They're illegal people. Essentially, we have all these problems with all these illegal people.
You're saying you don't want immigrants to come here, so therefore you're going to litter the border with homeless, so as to make the United States look less attractive. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. But
okay.
I'm joking. But,
yeah. I'm glad.
Yes, but the factories, see, they're good, and that's a good idea too, because.
Thanks for the call, Ripple Nipple.
To come in here.
Appreciate it, man. Toll free number 855-450-FREE.
They have that tip bot if you want to send me some Ripple from that.
Yeah, that is on there. You're right. Ripple is one of the cryptocurrencies.
That's one of the cryptos I don't own anything of.
Sam Dodson convinced me to get some of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a total Ripple dork. He's like 100% Ripple maximalist.
I'm sure he thinks that they're already setting up a society on the moon.
Maybe they'll send the homeless there.
Yeah, maybe.
So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In order to set up a society on the moon, you'd have to know how to divide up the land, how property rights are going to work.
That's what you call a pro radio segue right there.
And that's what we're talking about here from a blog post, Johnson, that you found somehow. How did you come across this thing?
I don't know. I search for things all the time, and then I save them. Until many weeks later.
You found like a really dorky, esoteric, exercise here on what libertarians believe about property rights.
I like breaking it down, you know. Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. If there's anywhere where that should happen, at least somewhat, it's this show.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it goes on here. So it says, you know, here, Hoppe maintains the right that we have a physical integrity to our property and nothing else, right? So, the physical substance of the property, we own it. If you can keep it, you have it, right?
Okay.
Van Dunn, this guy, Never heard of him, but mentions the non-aggression principle here.
But
says,
most
Van
of these
Dunn,
people I haven't read, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take his word for it.
Van Dunn, on the other hand, believes that we have the right to the use of our property and defines the non-aggression principle as a praxeological idea. Rather than a physical one, and I should define praxeological.
Yeah, please. I've heard praxis, it defined a million times, but I still
praxium,
don't remember it.
Praxium, praxeology. Yeah. It's essentially just the study of human behavior.
I see. Isn't that what economics
praxis,
is?
Praxis is yes and no. So Mises, I think, is the author of that book, Human Action. Or
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
So that's an economic idea. So praxeology would probably also encompass economics, I guess.
Okay.
Economics would probably be
one part of that.
Part of praxeology.
Okay.
And praxis comes from like an ancient Greek or Roman term, I think, for to practice something, right? So that's like, you know, yeah, anyway. So it goes on here to say, so we've got this, you know, physical and keeping your property, right, versus non-aggression, and that you only have the right to the use of your property. So it gets elaborates here a little bit in here the second question, which is, what is included in the bundle of rights one receives from homesteading? So if you've homesteaded a property, what are your rights? Because if you have a legal theory, you know, even if you're running your society via, I don't know, insurance, you know, DROs, dispute resolution organizations, there's still got to be an accepted set of rights. So like in current real estate law, you know, you've like rights to quiet enjoyment and you know, certain property rights about, you know, how long you can hold the property for, encroachment,
easements
if somebody's, you know, coming onto your property, you know, what rights do you have? So it says here, most libertarians conform to some idea of the homesteading principle. Homesteading involves some act, described originally by John Locke as mixing one's labor, performed with a previously unowned resource, which gives the actor ownership of that resource.
An example of this would be tilling the land. Planting things.
Building a wall around your land.
Building a fence, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Building a house.
Yeah. So the question is, what does one get when one homesteads? What can they do with the resource which is now their property? The answer to this, I believe, is more or less answered by libertarian theorists. As Hoppe explains in his Economics and Ethics of Private Property, this ownership of originally appropriated places...
You had it.
Let me stutter this out. This ownership of originally appropriated places and goods by a person implies his right to use and transform these places and goods in any way he sees fit, provided only that he does not thereby uninvitedly change the physical integrity of places and goods originally appropriated by another person.
All right, so put in other words, this means that if you homestead a particular plot of land and there's a river flowing through it, that you can't just dam up the river and make it so the river no longer exists downstream to the people who had previously homesteaded what they thought was going to be a river for the rest of their lives and all of a sudden gets dammed up.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one example of that.
So this seems good enough for almost all interpretations of libertarian title theory, but there are particular instances in which current philosophers have dispute about this claim. Consider, for example, the above-mentioned differences between Hoppe's physical theory and Van Dunn's praxeological theory when applied to the case of land encirclement, when one property owner has his land surrounded entirely by another person's land.
Mm.
We are offered two different explanations of the rights provided to each property owner. And then
we'll get into
it'll
that.
Continue. We'll get into that.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is there, you know, I imagine one of the, having not read this story and not being familiar with these different thinkers' viewpoints, is one of them actually going to say that the person in the middle of the property is screwed and they got to get a helicopter to fly in? Or what are they going to say?
Is that what you believe?
No, it's not what I believe. But there's more coming up here in moments. I don't really know. It's Free Talk Live. You tell us.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want, whether you want to comment on property rights or whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like somebody in the chat room is correcting you, Johnson. Blockchain Bellwether says it's pronounced Hoppa, not Hoppy. So they must be a fan. They must be a fan of... It's like Hoppa, like get to the Hoppa.
Don't talk to me or I'll have you physically removed.
Isn't that what that guy's all about?
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember hearing Cantwell talk about that guy. So anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We also, by the way, have a cool website to tell you about, which is liberty.menu. It is, at its core, a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. If you're a liberty-minded person, whether you follow one of these authors or another one, or you're just your own thinker, you can go to liberty.menu and you can create whatever entries that you want. If you've got two or three businesses, go ahead and add two or three different entries to the map and to the list there. And you can review and rate other people's businesses that you've used. And you can also connect and share with others via the somewhat of a social networking aspect to the site. It is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. Johnson, you're sharing with us a blog post from Andrew Allison over at andrewdallison.wordpress.com, where he's talking about some of these.
And I think it's a good thorough examination of these.
It seems like it, that he's looking at the different viewpoints within libertarianism about things like property ownership, titles, homesteading, and that's what we were talking about just a moment ago, was the idea of, you know, well, how do we look at homesteading? What does it mean specifically when it comes to land, for instance, that is encircled? This is where we left off, where he was talking about what happens, well, actually getting out off of homesteading, but looking at just the theory of land ownership. What about encirclement?
So
when one property owner has his land surrounded.
Yeah, so differences between this Hoppe and Van Dunn's praxeological theory. Here, when applied to the case of land encirclement, when one property owner has his land surrounded entirely by another person's land, we are offered two different explanations of the rights provided to each property owner. Under the physical theory, that's Hoppe, if the encircled landowner wants to return his property, return to his property, the encircling landowner would have no obligation whatever to allow passage. Mm. However, under the praxeological theory, which gives you the right to the use of your property, the encircling landowner must create a way for the encircled landowner to access his property.
Now, of course, a lot of this is...
And by the way, that's kind of how current property rights work and under our
easements.
Governmental system with easements and rights of way.
Right. So... you know, a lot of this stuff seems pretty, like, silly as far as the argument is concerned. Like, how would you end up actually owning a piece of land that was completely encircled by other land? I mean, you wouldn't...
Somebody could buy all the land around here.
Right, but hold on. How would they do that? Presuming you had a piece of property and that there was a road, I would presume, leading to it, some sort of a path.
Well, remember, in a libertarian society, all land is owned, so roads... aren't really rights of way anymore.
Right,
they're
but
just
when you bought the property that's now encircled, it wasn't encircled originally when you bought it, so presumably you would have bought some sort of right to access that property.
If you're talking about rights to access the property, then you're talking about rights to access another piece of property. A road isn't a right of way anymore, so a person might buy the road. And then your property's encircled.
But usually when
so you might have a driveway and you might own your driveway, but now the road is owned by somebody else who also owns all the land around your property.
But usually when you buy a road, you know, or whatever you buy, buy a house, it comes with a lease. Like if there's renters in the house, you inherit the lease from the previous owner.
All right, so
if you
let me give you a real world example about a little man from Colorado named Marvin Heemeyer. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, this is the Killdozer guy.
Yes, because this company bought all of the land and encircled his business. And then he decided to destroy them because...
I thought he went after the government.
Yes, because it was the government's responsible. It was also this some sort of factory or something like that that manufactured something. And so he, you know, tore down their factory and then went after. And then he also went after
all the bureaucrats
who were, you know, responsible. Went after their homes and businesses. Yeah. Their homes and businesses in
with an armored
town,
bulldozer
with a tank that he had made because he was a welder and he lowered a gigantic welded sarcophagus
onto where he died.
Yeah. He, it was like
was
there was no way out. It was one way.
Right.
There was no way. You know, so order, you know, lowered using a crane this massively heavy armor.
Yeah, he sealed himself in.
Yeah, he sealed himself in this machine that had, you know, gun turrets,
or
you know,
whatever,
not turrets,
ports.
But like, you know, ports for, you know, firing weapons, but also specifically tried not to kill anyone. So he was very much intent on doing lots and lots of damage,
physical
but not
damage.
Actually
okay.
killing anybody.
Interesting.
So, but he did this because his land was encircled. So it is possible for land to be encircled, even in our current, you know, rights of way society.
Yeah.
Because if the government doesn't play along,
they're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed.
No
doubt. And if you were to live in this, you know, again, a system where the society was acting
like
government
rights. So which
one
do you think it should be, Johnson? Do you think it should be this, what he describes as the physical theory, where
you're
screwed?
Well, in this case, it certainly seems like right to use of your property seems
superior. You just have to get to it.
Well,
just have to airdrop in,
right? And then you know you
can
should
never leave.
So you're going to have to take a helicopter in and out of your property if you believe in the Hoppian way. So what you would do if you believed in the Hoppian way was to the person who encircled your property, you would offer them a free helicopter ride. Is what you're saying? Like, hey, come on, come visit my land. I'll give you a helicopter ride there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I own your
one
property.
Last time.
Yeah, one last time. So. And that would be clearly a violation of the NAP if you believed
the
in
non-aggression.
The non-aggression principle under the Van Dunn way of thinking. I don't know. It's crazy. So it goes on. I mean, and I would need to, I mean, I would say that the use of is superior, but I would need to see examples because there's probably plenty of examples where that theory is inferior, right? I imagine there exist examples of that. So it says here, how does one abandon property? In a 2015 article, Expiration of Private Property Rights, a note... Right? So a lot of, you know, socialists or, you know, commie anarchists or whatever, ANCOMs and anarcho-syndicalists, you know, believe that if property is abandoned, it should easily be able to be homesteaded, but what if somebody still has the rights over it? Obviously, in our current title situation under our government, people can own land and not use it pretty much indefinitely,
right.
You know?
That's what the government does.
Yeah, as long as they have a title to it. You know, it's theirs indefinitely. And it can be passed down from generation to generation, et cetera, et cetera. So Walter Block states, no reasonable person would force people to keep their erstwhile property against their will, and no libertarian would object to the ownership of them by the next man who comes along and homesteads them. However, I'm not sure that the problem is so simple. What of the following scenario? Jones owns a wheat farm next to an orchard owned by Brown. Due to negligent tree-growing practices, a tree from Brown's farm falls onto the wheat on Jones' farm, costing Jones $1,000 in damages.
We'll talk more about it coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind here, whether it's property rights or something else. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has pled guilty to federal insider trading laws stemming from his business dealings with a biotechnology company headquartered in Australia. During a congressional picnic in 2017, Collins received an email from the company's CEO saying an experimental drug had failed in clinical trials. He then is said to have told his son, who began selling his shares the next day. Jeffrey Berman is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Collins admitted to, among other things, illegally tipping his son while standing on the White House lawn.
Cameron Collins is expected to plead guilty on Thursday. Stocks closed their worst loss in 5 weeks after a weak manufacturing report. The Dow dropped 344 points, the S&P 500 down 36, and the NASDAQ off 90. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You can go there and start accepting Bitcoin in your local business. Maybe you have a physical location where people come to you, or maybe you go to your customers. You want an easy way to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash. Head on over to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They got apps for iOS and for Android. Or if you just got a web browser, you can use that too. And they make it super easy. Plus, it's free to accept cryptocurrency through any pay. You don't have to pay them a fee to do it, which is amazing. There's no ID verification. There's no hoop jumping. There's no paperwork. It really couldn't be much easier than what they've done over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Now, you're taking cryptocurrency, Johnson, over
on
LibertyMinded.com. That is where people can get some pretty cool T-shirts with a pro-liberty theme, but also Free Talk Live official gear.
And LRN.
That's
well.
Right. You're the only person I think to ever sell an LRN T-shirt, so that's available there too.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty snazzy too. I think, you know, I haven't sold very many. I haven't advertised that one a lot, but it is, you know, I think one of the cooler looking shirts if you want to support a bunch of Liberty Media, you know. all at the same time.
So what's going on over on the site these days? Is there something fresh?
There's not. I haven't had a lot of time to do a lot of new stuff on there, but
you have a lot of choices.
I
mean,
I did fix some problems, a problem with the site that I don't know. Like,
it's always good.
How long that's been broken?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, when somebody reports something, how long it's been broken? Like,
nobody even reported. I just found it on my own, which is even worse.
Right.
Apparently the www part of my URL, if you went to it, was completely broken.
You know, I wonder how many people type in the W's these days. Is it, you know, age demographics? Are older people more likely to type W's? Do younger people not type W's? Are they, you know, what? How many people out there are still using the W's when they go to a website? I know for a long time the U.S. Postal Service did not work. I forget one way or the other. I think it was without the W's, the site just wouldn't work. They finally fixed that, too.
Right. But,
great t-shirts, great sense of humor. There's some really funny stuff over there and some pretty poignant t-shirts.
That's what I'm
really
working on. And if people have ideas for, you know, a poignant, liberty-minded stuff, you know, feel free to send me stuff to johnson@libertyminded.com. Or johnson@freetalklive.com, either way.
Cool. Head on over to libertyminded.com, get your official Free Talk Live gear, and more really cool libertarian t-shirts. Do you do, like, long sleeve shirt printing, or is it only short sleeve?
I have only set up for short sleeve stuff so far. I mean, I absolutely could start with that. I mean, I do have some...
Because you do the one-offs, right?
Some hoodies and stuff like that I have.
Right.
But, yeah, I just basically would have to set up the shirts. So if I, you know, hear interest in any particular shirt to do... As a long sleeve, you know, absolutely.
Because I've noticed that in my collection of shirts, almost every one of them that's like logoed or, you know, some sort of design is on a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are on, like, actual long sleeves.
Well, I feel like a lot of people do what I tend to do, too, which is get, like, a plain long sleeve t-shirt
and wear
and put
over
a t-shirt
it.
Over it.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good idea.
You know, and that's kind of...
That solves that problem.
It's not, you know, the skater look.
Plus, then you get an extra layer during the winter.
Exactly. You know, if you need a long sleeve shirt, chances are you're already at the point where you need more than one layer.
Good
anyway.
Point. Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, so we're talking about this article that you had brought in tonight, Johnson, and I think Mortified Penguin is on the line. He's always interested in property rights discussions. So let's bring him in here because we've been talking about some of the libertarian disagreements when it comes to property rights. Mortified Penguin, is that what you wanted to talk about tonight? I'm just guessing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. I had to call in given the topic.
Yes.
So I wanted to say, first of all, so the idea of property, property as we know it, you know, exists and titles are you know, function of government. So property exists as a state privilege now and a state function now. But in the absence of a state, property, it's almost like, and this is a huge generalization, I'm being simplistic here, but property, you can't disagree on property because property is just an agreement between people. What else
could it
possibly be?
Yeah. It's just an idea.
An idea. And people have to kind of hash that out and figure out what's beneficial for each other. So it's probably mutually beneficial for at least a group of people, you know, in proximity of certain size to agree on property. Like it's mutually beneficial. But, you know, you could have the extreme of like two or three guys go to a place. This is some new, random new place. Three guys. It's a fairly large region, and they can just divide it up between themselves. Let's say a whole continent, okay? Three guys, whole brand new continent, and they divide it up themselves, all these plots, and divvy it out to each other. Now, what basis is their property based on versus some people who, you know, or have been on a different continent on some land for, you know, generations, what space is their property on? It's, you know, it's can only be set up on agreement. So like that guy that's, has the property and can his property be encircled? Well, I mean, is he going to recognize some guy has taken that property? Has that guy mixed labor with the land? Is he physically occupying the land? Have they come to any sort of agreement? Cause let's just say this is kind of virgin land. What basis does that right does that guy have to appropriate all this other land around there? A lot of people believe you have to occupy land and be in current use and some form of occupancy of it to have.
That's the ultimate thing, right? Is that it comes down to beliefs, and then those beliefs turn into conflicts, and those conflicts can potentially turn into violence as someone is attempting to assert authority over that property, right? So that's
in the absence of a legitimate authority.
Yeah,
that claims authority.
So I think that's the goal, is to try and find some theory that avoids all that and can at least get people to somehow come to some kind of rational agreement, which, you know, hey, maybe it's not possible, but
I don't know if it is, because
certainly there's got to be something better than what we have currently, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, yeah. But as you're pointing out here, as this article is, libertarians don't even agree on this stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's really good to bring this up, because I think that libertarians, you know, in order to be taken more seriously, need to have some really solid answers to these things.
Well, so a lot of the most principled anarchists, and I kind of have learned a bit from kind of echoing a bit from them, that have mentioned that support, have various theories of property rights. They believe in what they call a free market of property rights. So that, you know, because property is an agreement, the property rights that are the most competitive to, you know, free market exchange went out. And I kind of like that argument, because I would hope that a lot of violence is disincentivized without, you know, its cost being socialized as it is with the state.
Well, I think most people, I mean, this is just me speculating, but I don't think most people would think it's fair encircling a person's property and basically preventing them from ever leaving unless they pay some sort of extraction or whatever. I just don't see that one really catching on. And ultimately, what's going to win may not necessarily be what's best for the market, but what people think is best for them. So I don't know. I don't have a real firm feeling about any of this. I think these are interesting discussions to be having, and I think that, I don't know if you describe yourself as a Georgist. I think you said that before, Mortified Penguin. I don't even know.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
You're not.
I think you said that, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's another viewpoint that some libertarians hold, and I don't know if that's been really expressed in this paper that you're looking at.
Oh, there's a lot. You know, occupancy and use, like a lot of mutualists hang on, and, you know, I don't even want to go into communists, anarchists, I don't really know much about them, and yeah. I don't know what they think of property. But yeah, occupancy and use in various forms of, you know, various forms of Lockean property norms and stuff, and they all seem to speak to a legitimate property. I just don't know much about Georgism.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. And the idea, I appreciate hearing from you, the idea that the average person's ever going to weigh in on a discussion like this, it's not going to happen. People just want to, you know, come home from work and enjoy their day and spend time with their family and get their bills paid. They don't want to sit down and think about what different people think about property rights. It's just not even something they want to spend time on. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We invite you here if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Given all the discussion that we, you know, have understandably had about this topic, because libertarians certainly don't agree when it comes to what it means to have and to hold and to purchase and to sell title to property.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
We barely grazed the surface of this article.
We're like not even halfway through it. But it's created some interesting discussion. We'll put the full article up for you on our social media, so you can follow Free Talk Live on a few different platforms. We're on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. We're on Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com. And the Telegram platform over at telegram.freetalklive.com.
So I'm going to skip right to the end, and then I'll go back up. But okay. I want to skip to the end because I want this to be said if we don't get the chance to get to it. So the thesis...
We got one call on the line,
here,
so probably not.
At the end is, why we should care? As libertarians, we believe in truth, beauty, and the justice of liberty. We believe that private property is the institution which allows society to flourish. If we believe these things to be true, then we must be able to describe it to those around us. When we are asked about what liberty looks like in the real world, we can always defer to title theory, but only insofar as it is developed. I hope that one day I can contribute to the illumination of what is truly a beautiful theory.
Wonderful. I hope he moves to New Hampshire, where he might actually have a chance to do something like that someday. Because in order to get to some sort of rethinking of property rights, you're going to have a libertarian society. You're going to have enough people.
We know that this guy doesn't live in New Hampshire already, right?
We don't know that.
Yeah. He might.
Yeah, maybe he does. But, in order to actually have that happen, he's going to need to have enough libertarian-minded people, whether they be of his exact beliefs on property rights or not, in a close proximity in a geographic area to be able to influence things to change the system to where you don't have some centralized authority governmental structure in charge of things like property rights. I mean, we're talking about a fundamental change in what people think or do when it comes to property. And the only way that can happen is if you have enough of a concentration of liberty-minded folks. So you got to start there. Anything else is just intellectual, self-pleasuring, basically. Let's go to Olivia. She's in Arizona watching us on YouTube. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hey, Ian and Johnson. I just wanted to compliment Johnson's business real quick. Liberty Minded has some really cool T-shirts. I like the the circular reasoning of government. I think that one's brilliant.
thank you very much.
And the beanie too. I intend to get me a beanie for Christmas.
Is this the Free Talk Live beanie, or are there more than one beanie? Okay,
that's a good one. More than one.
There, you have more than one, but they're all Free Talk Live. The beanies so far that we have are right Free Talk Live beanies.
Those are classics. I mean, those are. Those go back.
Yeah.
You've had that inventory for a long time.
Some inventory I have had for a very long time. And I do.
Well, the store was gone for many years.
That's true. Yeah, the store was just kind of offline. I have everything sealed up, you know, because I've been moving around.
Right, you've trucked it from, like, Florida to
Connecticut to New Hampshire. And, finally I've been able to have enough space to myself, to actually be able to fulfill orders without having to go down to some kind of a warehouse.
How long has Liberty Minded been online now? More than a year, I feel like?
Around there, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Olivia, have you ordered anything from the site yet?
I haven't yet, but for Christmas I'm getting one of those beanies because that's really
very
cool.
Nice.
But I wanted to make one point. Well, you made this point, but I just want to back you up on this. Like you mentioned that guy who went postal on the people who had encircled him and all these other different things, and it's interesting because when I talk about liberty with other people, they want to bring up all these issues. I'm like, well, this is already a problem. This is already a problem. This is already, we have all these problems and less liberty. Can you imagine having more freedom? And they're like, well, somehow it's going to be worse. I'm like, when the founding fathers went to set up America, not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people thought it wouldn't work. I mean,
and it didn't.
So frustrating.
They didn't. I don't think they intended. It worked for a little while for some people, but I don't think that they intended this monstrous federal government that we currently have today.
Oh, no. No.
So from that perspective, it failed.
Why is liberty such a hard sell to people? It's like, it's bizarre to me why they... Ronald
Because Reagan, you're not offering them free stuff.
Yeah, I mean, some people want to see freedom for themselves, but they don't want those weirdos to have freedom. They don't want those people down the end of the street to have freedom, or those immigrants to have freedom, or whatever.
That guy over there has a gun.
Yeah, ooh, that's scary.
That's scary.
Right, so people are afraid of the freedom of others. And so
somebody might want to use drugs, and then they'll be crazy.
And they're then persuaded by those who wish to control them as well that... Well, we just all need to be controlled for our own good. And there's just so much propaganda out there, so much of it. And we touched on it earlier with the ridiculous headlines about Lori Loughlin not taking a plea deal and how the media is just raining down hate on her because she's actually daring to stand up against the system that's coming at her, which is, to me, a pretty courageous thing to do. That should be celebrated, somebody who's not taking a plea deal. But this society celebrates obedience. It celebrates conformity. As much as they teach, remember, I don't know if they taught you this in school, but, think outside of the box and all these sort of just generic statements about how to be a different person or individual. It's pandering, and it's just not what actually... They're really teaching. They're really teaching obedience.
No. If you go to a city council meeting, number one, like you said, fear, they will absolutely try to put fear in your heart when they vote to get you to think they're doing it in your best interest. And when you try to point out you're doing this one thing, but you could still, there's loopholes everywhere. They get angry. They treat you ugly. Just go up there as a voter and see how you're treated when you dare to question them. It's amazing.
Oh, I've done it plenty of times here in Keene, New Hampshire. The most recent was the nanny state increasing when they banned the use of nicotine-based products from people who are aged 18, 19, and 20.
Yeah.
And you came out, I think, to one of those meetings, didn't you, Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah, and so there's video of your testimony on that. And, we got up there, and it wasn't just us. It was other, members of the community that had intelligent things to say that I considered to be persuasive and well-researched, and it was all just overridden by the fear-mongering, scary talk about how, ooh, it's still addictive, it's dangerous, and all the fear that they were pitching. And fear won, because fear is a motivator. For people. People are easily frightened. They're animals, right?
You know,
flight or fight.
I've been, you know, feeling a pretty defeated on some issues as of late.
Really?
And I definitely feel like in terms of issues that I think are very important that people need to circle their wagons around, I guess conservatives, libertarians, etc., people that are not satisfied with the way things have been proceeding in terms of government and culture, I think that the main issue that folks need to focus on is school and getting kids out of government schools and government out of the school system. Like, there should just not be. I think it's the biggest problem, and I think if anything is going to turn the direction that things are going around, it's that. Specifically, that's the most important thing.
I agree with you. That's where a lot of the damage is done.
Yeah.
Early, when they're young and impressionable, and the government has total control.
Again, it comes down to the fact that you ask people general questions. You know, I think part of the reason why so many people don't understand these issues is because they're completely ignorant of basic science and history questions, you know, just basic principles. You go out and you know, you can see interviews on the street with people that are asked things about, you know, monetary policy, about,
they don't know it,
you know, firearms, about
basic stuff,
science and like how things work. No ideas, you know, no ideas. Just about, you know, the history of our country. Again, extremely common basic questions about the Bill of Rights, about who the president is, about, you know, why was the Revolutionary War fought and with who?
Well, if you're interested in a lot of that stuff, Chrisanne Hall, the former Florida attorney and prosecutor fired for teaching the Constitution, she gave a seminar tonight, and that happened at like 8 o'clock this evening. Maybe you didn't attend it. That's totally cool, because you should have stayed tuned to us anyway. But it's going to be available after the fact.
Right.
So you can go and watch it anytime. Now, I don't think it's up quite yet. I'm told it's going to go online tomorrow at some point. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll be able to go to LFU. It stands for Liberty First University. LFU.freetalklive.com, and that's going to take you to this archive of this presentation, this seminar, if you will, that was free to attend, and it'll be free to watch after the fact. It's at lfu.freetalklive.com. Again, if you go tonight, it may not be there yet, so probably want to try it tomorrow. If it's not there right now when you check it, just give it 12 hours or 24 hours and check back at lfu.freetalklive.com. Check out Johnson at libertyminded.com.
Go get a hoodie. It's fall. It's going to be cold.
Good plan.
You need a Free Talk Live hoodie.
See you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.